Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Chester Elton is here, too. Chester is a longtime 13-year member of our Brain Trust, the founder of The Culture Works, co-author of, 569 books I got right here, folks, that they've written. Something under that number, actually. The Invisible Employee, All In, that's my favorite. The Orange Revolution, the care, you get the idea, folks. This is all about your people, how to take care of your people. And between Adrian and his co-author and Chester, they've got this nailed down. And we love having Chester on the show because he helps us a lot. Chester, welcome back.
Thanks so much, Jim. Always good to be with you too, my friend.
Something under 259 books have sold under a billion copies across the galaxy.
I think it's an estimate. You're rounding up.
Right, I'm just rounding. I belong to the ish club. You know, sort of, you know, numbers ish. So, okay, Chester. You gave me a note about soft skills.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure I want to know how my soft skills are. Tell us what soft skills means.
Well, it's really interesting, Jim. You know, we've studied cultures for almost 20 years now, and we've also looked at really great leaders. And what we found is that in every great leader we looked at, yes, their technical skills were good, and sometimes very good. But the difference
Which would be the hard skills.
The hard skills, yeah. Like I know the industry, I know the algorithms, whatever it might be. But the difference between the good leaders and the really great leaders, the extraordinary leaders, was their soft skills. In other words, they had a way
of
communicating.
The people skills.
Yes. Yes, they were excellent communicators. They cared about their people. They were mission driven, not just
which
what
doesn't
they did
mean
and how they
which
did.
Doesn't mean that they have to be soft, right? Soft
exactly.
skills don't mean because the toughest guys I ever worked for were the most beloved.
Exactly.
So they had soft skills. But they weren't fuzzy. You didn't want to hug these guys. You just wanted to follow them into hell.
Yeah, there you go. You would walk through walls for them. Walk through the proverbial wall of fire.
Because at the bottom of all of that hide that they had, that bark that they had, we knew that they cared about us.
Exactly, and that's what I wanted to get to is. They didn't. They knew not just what they did and how they did it, but they knew the why. They were very mission-driven, and they brought mission-driven people with them that had an emotional connection to the work, and they had an emotional connection to their leader. You said it very well. They knew that their leaders cared about them. It's interesting. You know, I always talk about Kent Murdoch, who was the best leader I worked for, and we would have arguments and disagreements. But at the end of the conversation, no matter what, I knew that Kent cared about me. Mm-hmm. I knew that he loved me, and I loved him. And so we could get past the fights and the disagreements.
Right.
Because at the end, we were both mission-driven. It makes sense, doesn't it?
Which fundamental to all of that, undergirding all that, are two things, respect and trust.
Right.
Right?
And you know what? We talk about these healthy cultures, these high-performance cultures, where everybody on the team believes what they do matters, and they make a difference. Right, and I always say it. And when they make a difference, somebody noticed it and celebrated it. Somebody appreciated the sacrifice it took to reach the goal. Interesting, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. There's no question about it. You know, I commanded an Army Reserve unit one time for several years, and I didn't. I was kind of the new guy when I showed up, and some of those guys have been there 20 years. And I said, let me tell you something. I knew about the previous commander. I knew what the problems he had. I said, let me tell you something. You do your job. You let me worry about everybody above us. And so I said, don't you even worry about all that other stuff. You just do your job. I'll take care of that. And I did that, and they knew it, and it we had a great relationship because they knew that I had their back.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting. Over the years, we've picked up some really interesting tips, like unique little things that some of these leaders did. And I think for our listeners this morning, you know, it's great to look at data, and it's great to have case studies and talk about personal experience. But what are two or three things that I can do with my team today? And, you know, we met this amazing Canadian astronaut who was the commander of the International Space Station, had a phenomenal six-month mission because of one unwritten rule, and you'll love this. It was that every astronaut had to perform for every other astronaut one random act of kindness every day. His name's Chris Hadfield. Mm-hmm. And you think of all the technical skills you need to have to get into space. I mean, they literally trained for over 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
Before they launched them.
And they maybe not even make it after 10 years. Some astronauts don't even get into space.
Exactly. But Chris Hadfield talked about the fact that he said all those rules we had, because they prepare for everything that can possibly go wrong, because if you don't know how to fix it, you die. Right. It's a little bit of pressure. He said, but it was that one unwritten rule, and again, a soft skill, that we would care about each other and do something kind for each other every day, that caused us to have such a strong bond. We never had heated arguments. We never had hurt feelings. We all knew that we cared about each other. He said our 6 months up in space was one of the most productive that the space station has ever had, and I put it off to that.
Well, the thing that
you've got to have technical skills.
He's talking about something that we have to go. We have to really become more ardent stewards of, Chester, going forward today and for every day going forward. We have to become more ardent stewards of our humanity. That's what that guy was talking about. He was talking about humanity.
You're exactly right.
And I'll tell you something. The more digital, and this is what my next book's about, the more we move into the digital age, the harder it's going to be. If we don't get a handle on this, the harder it's going to be for us to protect our humanity. And we have to be able to do that. If otherwise, the machines will not only win, but they'll take us down.
Well, here's what I find really interesting, and this is what we learned from Scott O'Neill. Scott O'Neill is the CEO of the 76ers and the New Jersey Devils, so the NBA and the NHL.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, so often we get in trouble because we are geared to look for the negative. You know, it's the way we protect ourselves. And that's what causes this acrimony, you know, this harsh discourse.
Chester, hold on to that thought. I'm going to let you come back and tell that story after this break. I need your website quickly, please.
It's thecultureworks.com. It's all right, lots of free stuff and a great website.
And you find all the books there, too, folks. 20 after, right back with our good friend Chester Elton. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.